The Democrats do not understand the full nature and scope of the terrorist war against us, Mr. Giuliani continued to the Rockingham County Lincoln Day dinner last night. Never, ever again will this country be on defense, waiting for terrorists to attack us, if I have anything to say about it. And make no mistake, he concluded, the Democrats want to put us back on defense. There is no room for this. This is terrorism itself, dressed up as counterterrorism. It is not warning, but bullying, substituted for the political discourse now absolutely essential to this country's survival and the freedom of its people. No Democrat has said words like these. None has ever campaigned on the Republicans' flat-footedness of September 11, 2001. None has the requisite, irresponsible, all-consuming ambition. None is willing to say, I accuse, rather than recognize that, to some degree, all of us share responsibility for our collective stupor. And if it is somehow insufficient, that it is morally, spiritually, and politically wrong to screech as Mr. Giuliani has screeched, there is also this, that gaping hole in Mr. Giuliani's argument of Republicans equal life, Democrats equal death. Not only have the Republicans not lived up to their babbling on this subject, but last fall, the electorate called them on it. As doubtless they would call you on it, Mr. Giuliani. Repeat. Go beyond Mr. Bush's rhetorical calamities of 2006. Call attention to the casualties on your watch and your long waking slumber in the years between the two attacks on the World Trade Center. Become the candidate who runs on the vote for me or die platform. Do a Joe McCarthy. Do a Lyndon Johnson. Do a Robespierre. Only if you choose so to do, do not come back surprised nor remorseful if the voters remind you that terror is not just a matter of casualties. It is just as certainly a matter of the promulgation of fear. Claim a difference between the parties on the voters' chances of survival, and you do Osama bin Laden's work for him. And we, Democrats and Republicans alike, and every variation in between, we, Americans, are sick to death of you and the other terror mongers trying to frighten us into submission, into the surrender of our rights and our reason, into this betrayal of that for which this country has always stood.